It's time for Your Care, Our Mission and the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Allie Wirtz on the phone from the Mental Health Department. Hello, Allie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You, of course, are in the Mental Health Department. It is Mental Health Awareness Month. We've been highlighting it all month long on the Your Care, Our Mission segment. Tell us a little bit about what you do in the Mental Health Department there.
So I am a licensed mental health counselor. I work primarily with teenagers and adults who come into my office for mental health counseling.
And, of course, being Mental Health Awareness Month, we've been highlighting this. There's been a great need in the community for mental health services. And, of course, that's why now the hospital has expanded basically in the last 4 years twice in this department. You're seeing an uptick of people coming in, correct?
Yes, we are seeing a huge uptick, especially with our teenage population.
And it's because it's become much more socially acceptable in our society for people with mental health issues. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, you know, back in the olden days, nobody paid attention to that kind of stuff. You just were told to, you know, get over it, snap out of your funk, whatever. And now we've discovered that there's way more to it than just that.
Absolutely. You know, I think especially here in Humboldt, Iowa, we are working to get rid of the stigma for mental health. You know, when I was a teenager too, which was not all that long ago, it still was kind of taboo to talk about mental health. But now we are seeing many more people being aware that there is a need that they have that needs to be met and that can be met with mental health counseling. So I think it's just really great that we have not only children who are aware of this, but also parents who are willing to listen and allow their children the space to be able to find the services that they need.
And that's part of it. Now that it's become more socially acceptable with celebrities and with influencers and all this, kids and parents alike are more, it's just easier for them to go, hey, something isn't right. Something needs to be worked on, needs to be talked about. It's not just something you just kind of push out of your brain, or you try and push back in the closet and close the door and forget about it. It's getting out in the open, and that's a help, right?
Absolutely. You know, definitely more people are talking about what they're going through, being open and honest, and people are listening, and I think that's really great.
It is. And of course, now, our society has also changed. It used to be like on the news, if someone committed suicide, you just never talked about it. They never would mention it. Well, now that gets mentioned regularly, so people understand, hey, this is a big deal. This is something that needs to be discussed and worked out, so we don't have to keep going through this. And then you have songs that use the suicide prevention hotline number as the title. It's just become much more prevalent in our community and in our society.
Absolutely. And I think that's really great to raise awareness, to help people out and support people before anything like that happens too.
If somebody wanted to get a hold of you for your services, or somebody at the hospital, what do they do? How do they get a hold of you?
So you can give our office a call at 515-332-7672 to set up an appointment with myself or any of the other providers. We also have a medication provider who works in the mental health center as well.
That's the best way to do it. Anything else we need to talk about?
Nope, I think that's all.
All right. Allie Wirtz from the Mental Health Department at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Your Care, Our Mission. Thanks, Allie.
Thank you.